is silent witness at the ashen crossroads, the ashen witness as Cale Varn stepped off the worn wagon path. The dust of the ashen road swirled around him like restless spirits. The flickering torches cast eerie shadows on the weathered stone facade of the Watcher's Inn, where he'd agreed to meet the guest. Inside, the air clung heavy with the scent of stale smoke and yesterday's sweat. Cale claimed a corner table, nursing his flask while surveying the patrons, travelers, traders, and the odd, lone figure shrouded in a hooded mantle. No one raised an eyebrow at Cale's presence. He'd become a part of the landscape here, a silent whisper in the darkness. A hooded figure slid onto the bench opposite him, eyes avoiding direct gaze. "You're late," the voice said, low and gravelly. "Time is coined to those who buy it," Cale replied, his words unvarnished as the ash-gist dust on his boots. The guest pushed back its hood, revealing a face weathered from the open plains. "I've heard you walk where armies cannot." "That's not possible." Cale leaned forward, the corner of his mouth curling up in a faint smile. "Not every balance demands blood, as the old tales claim." A faint hum of magic vibrated through Cale's hands as he placed them on the table, an unspoken promise to show restraint. He reached into his pack and produced a small pouch containing 3 silver coin tokens. "I'm seeking balance at Ashen Crossroads," the guest said, hand closing around the pouch. Cale raised an eyebrow. "What debt do you aim to settle?" "Rumors claim our order might be involved, or rather, not involved, if one knows what's good for them." Ashen Crossroads had become a powder keg. The once vibrant market hub now struggled with petty squabbles and banditry. Cale pushed his chair back. "Tell me more about your debt." A hood reemerged from beneath the table, eyes darting around before focusing on a distant point. "The Black Rose Order, they once promised protection to our people. We paid dearly in gold, in lives, and now their knights are nowhere to be found when we need them most." Cale's fingers drummed against his leg. Magic responded, burning with an urgent, pulsing hunger that he dampened. He had a score to settle, and perhaps this was the lever. With calculated steps, Cale Varn walked out of the inn into the chill darkness, following the guest toward Ashen Crossroads. The balance at play would require more than whispered corrections. The weight of consequence hung like an unspoken promise in the air. As dawn broke over the desolate market square, silence reigned. Only the faint scent of smoke and char lingered from last night's fires, where petty bandits had clashed over scraps. A lone sentinel perched atop a crumbling wall watched the unlikely duo approach the crossroads hub, a stone statue bearing an inscription worn smooth by time. "Here balance finds its reckoning."
"You want me to walk among them?"
Cale asked his guest, hand resting on the hilt of his dagger.
"Get in close."
"I'll provide distraction," was the hooded reply. At dusk, under cover of shadows, the unlikely pair crept into the city's underbelly, hidden alleys and cramped backstreets. Cale led with silent precision, navigating through narrow pathways until they stood at the door to a dingy tavern on the outskirts. He listened for a heartbeat before pushing the door open. Inside, Black Rose knights mingled with local traders, faces downcast. Cale spotted their commander, Sir Marcellus, seated in a corner. His hands absented themselves from his pockets. He had little magic left to waste. A cold dread seeped into the air as whispers spread that Cale Varn was among them. "You see, our guest wants balance," Cale told the hooded figure beside him. "The order will provide on my terms, not theirs." Without a word, the guest vanished into the crowd. In the ensuing chaos, Sir Marcellus stepped toward the exit, intent clear, escape the darkness his order had created. Through back alleys and cramped side passages, Cale closed in. No sound accompanied him but the rustling of his own worn coat as he reached out and clamped a hand on the knight's shoulder, silencing the unspoken protest that rose to lips.
"This debt is paid," Cale whispered.
As night claimed Ashen Crossroads, the once flickering flames at the crossroads center ignited, casting a fiery glow over the city, an unseen balance settling in the heart of the marketplace. As flames danced at the crossroads, Cale stood at the city's edge, his chest heaving with exerted effort.
The weight of magic still lingered within him, a throbbing bruise that would leave its mark for days to come. He glanced toward Sir Marcellus, who now stood beside the statue, head bowed in reverence. "I should not have underestimated you," the knight said, his voice devoid of malice, though laced with a hint of resignation. "The people's debt is acknowledged." Kale nodded curtly. He had expected nothing more. The weight of consequence hung heavy on Sir Marcellus's shoulders, a burden the order would now shoulder once more. A hood reemerged from the shadows, approaching the pair as if an unseen puppeteer was guiding its steps. "Enough has been done," it said, voice still gravelly, though softer now. "Tell me, Kaelvarn, what is your price for this balance?"
Kale turned to face the guest, his eyes narrowing into a consideration he didn't bother to conceal. In hushed tones, Kale spoke of a location, a forgotten settlement on the windswept plains where famine gripped tight.
"They await my return," he said, the flickering torchlight casting shadows on his face. The hooded guest nodded once, a decision made without hesitation or question. As night deepened its hold on Ashen Crossroads, an unseen pact formed between them, one forged from balance and consequence. The streets emptied, darkness reigned once more. Kale's footsteps carried him to the edge of the city, where his wagon awaited, packed and ready for travel. The guest remained by the crossroads, watching as a small crowd began to gather around Sir Marcellus, who stood tall now, accepting the weight of his order's debt.
"You will be there for me," Kale said, voice barely audible over the distant hum of the city's awakening. His gaze met the hooded figure for an instant before he turned and stepped into the darkness of the ashen roads, leaving behind a city rebalanced, yet scarred. The darkness closed in as Kale mounted the wagon's driver's seat, the worn wooden slats beneath him creaking softly. He urged the horses forward, their hooves kicking up dust on the deserted road.
The city's silence was a heavy blanket, wrapped around his shoulders like an unspoken expectation.
His price had been paid, but balance still hung in the air, waiting for its reckoning.
Hours passed with only the creaking of wheels and the rhythmic thud of hooves breaking the night's stillness. The moon, now a silver crescent, cast long shadows across the desolate landscape. Kale's thoughts turned to the settlement he'd spoken about in hushed tones forgotten by many, but not by him. His gaze drifted toward the driver's profile, illuminated only by the distant torches of a village in the distance. The hooded figure remained at Ashen Crossroads, a specter watching over the city as it began to awaken. The stars wheeled above like spectral soldiers, guiding Kale through the endless plains. As first light crept over the horizon, he reined in the horses, letting them graze on the dry grasses.
"We rest for a day," he said, swinging down from the driver's seat. The driver, a weathered woman with skin like worn leather, nodded without looking up from her tasks. Kale stood at the edge of the clearing, eyes closed, listening to the morning silence. His thoughts wandered back to the debt, the weight of it settling upon his shoulders. Balance was a fragile thing, he knew that now. The balance at Ashen Crossroads had been realigned, but new scales were already tipping in other areas unseen, yet inevitable. Kale's breath hitched as a memory surfaced, a young woman with eyes like still water, her name long forgotten. The driver stood up, dusting off her hands. "We've an hour left before the sun reaches its peak." Her gaze locked onto his face, concern etched on her weathered features.
"You're not one for rest, Kaelvarn. What weighs on your mind?"
He turned away from her question, leading the horses toward a nearby stream to water them. The driver's words trailed off into silence as she watched him work. The stillness at dawn was almost palpable, like the world itself held its breath in anticipation of what was to come. Kale let the quiet seep into his bones, a reminder that balance wasn't just about settling accounts or wielding power, it was about acknowledging the depths of consequence. He mounted the wagon once more, his eyes on the horizon as the driver took up the reins. The world would keep its own pace, but he had a choice to ride with it or against it. A mile down the road, the wagon hit a rut, sending them jolting forward. Kale's head snapped back, pain lancing through his temple from the impact. He bit back a curse as he stood up, grabbing onto the driver's shoulder to steady himself. "Easy does it," he growled. The horses continued on, oblivious to their passengers' discomfort.
As they traversed the desolate expanse, Kale spotted something in the distance, a plume of smoke rising into the sky like a promise. His gut twisted with a mix of dread and anticipation, his eyes narrowed, homing in on the column's source.
The wind picked up, carrying the scent of burning wood and desperation. His calloused fingers tightened around the wagon's wooden frame as he leaned forward, his gaze locked onto the smoke's origin.
The wagon creaked on, drawn by the driver's steady hand as Kale strained his eyes to make out what lay beyond the smoke. A shanty town of makeshift shelters huddled together, the residents fleeing some calamity or another.
His gaze fell upon a small cluster of thatched-roofed dwellings, partially consumed by flames, their walls crackling and spitting embers into the air. His gut twisted with foreboding. This was no accident. A group of rough-hewn people scurried about, trying to salvage what they could from the burning hovels. Their screams carried on the wind, their desperation a palpable thing that sent Kale's thoughts racing back to his own past, to the fire that had claimed everything he held dear. He recalled the faces, the cries, the ashes, but those memories were safely locked away now, hidden behind walls of steel and silence. Yet, as he watched the chaos unfolding before him, something like a door creaked open in his mind, allowing the embers of old pain to seep through. The driver's voice pierced the air, steady and clear, though laced with concern. "Looks like we're headed straight for it, Kale." He nodded curtly, his eyes still locked onto the smoke-shrouded town. The wagon jolted forward again as they hit a particularly deep rut, sending the contents of their belongings crashing against the wooden slats. His grip on the frame tightened as he struggled to maintain balance. The people from the shanty town turned toward them now, eyes filled with hope and suspicion. Some took up makeshift shields, formed from whatever materials they could scrounge, a futile defense against whatever horrors threatened their home. Kale's gut told him there was more at play here than met the eye. A spark of recognition flared within him as he noticed one figure standing slightly apart from the others, an unmistakable air of calm and authority emanating from them like a beacon.
"Who is this?"
he asked the driver, his voice barely audible over the rumble of hooves and snarled curses. The driver glanced toward the shanty town, her eyes darting back to him.
"No one I've met before. Don't look like they're expecting us, though."
He nodded curtly, but a flicker of unease danced within him. This was a place he'd been tasked to help, yet there was something else at play here, a shadowy current beneath the surface.
The wagon slowed as it approached the edge of the shanty town. The air reeked of smoke and desperation, but Kale's gaze settled on that figure standing apart, eyes locked onto theirs with a quiet intensity that set his teeth on edge. He recognized that look. It was one he'd seen before in the darkest corners of Ash and Crossroads, the unspoken question, "What do you bring to balance this scale?"
As they drew closer, Kale's senses came alive with a mix of curiosity and wariness.
The figure standing apart from the others didn't seem to be watching them with hostility, but their gaze lingered on Kale like a challenge or an invitation. He felt a spark of recognition ignite within him, though he couldn't quite place where he'd seen that look before. It was both familiar and yet distant. The wagon creaked to a halt as they reached the edge of the shanty town, the driver's hands resting on the reins.
The figure began to walk toward them, their movements fluid and deliberate.
Kale's grip on the wagon tightened, his eyes locked onto theirs as he tried to read the intent behind those piercing green eyes.
The air was thick with tension, the only sound the creaking of the wagon and the distant crackling of flames.
He noticed that the people from the shanty town were watching him now, their faces a mixture of hope and suspicion etched into their features.
As the figure drew closer, Kale saw the faint glint of a sword at their hip, a symbol of authority in this forsaken place. Yet, it was more than just the sword that marked them. There was an aura of control about them, a sense of being the calm in the eye of a hurricane. his gut twisted with unease as he realized this person might be the source of the trouble that had befallen the shanty town, or perhaps they were the only one who could bring order to this chaotic mess.
The figure stopped before them, their eyes never leaving Kale's face. "You're not from around here," they said, their voice low and even, with a hint of an accent that sent a prickle down his spine. "What brings you to our town?"
Their gaze flickered toward the driver, then back to Kale, as if searching for something, a truth he wasn't willing to provide just yet. Kale's mind was racing with possibilities, but one thing was certain: he needed more information before making any moves.
He nodded curtly, his eyes never leaving the mysterious figure. "We're traders. Our destination is Ashen Crossroads," the driver added, her voice firm, "and we mean no harm."
The figure's gaze lingered on Kale for a beat longer, as if searching for a lie in their words. For an instant, he thought he saw something flicker across the other person's face, a glimmer of recognition or understanding that they refused to acknowledge.
Then it was gone, replaced by a stoic mask. "I'm Marcellus," they said finally, their voice firm but not unkind. "We have trouble here. Our settlement is being consumed by darkness."
As Marcellus spoke, the people of the shanty town began to close in, their faces a mixture of desperation and suspicion etched into their features.
Kale's hand instinctively went to the knife at his belt, but he hesitated, unsure if it was friend or foe that stood before them. The driver leaned forward, her eyes locked onto Marcellus with an unnerving intensity. "We've heard rumors," she said, her voice even, "about troubles brewing in Ashen Crossroads. What's the nature of your problem?"
Marcellus's gaze flickered between the two, their expression unreadable as they seemed to weigh their words carefully.
"It's darkness," they repeated, their voice laced with a hint of frustration. "We've had visitors.
People from the north, bearing gifts and promises. They say we'll be safe, that they're here to protect us." Their eyes narrowed, a thread of suspicion weaving its way into their tone.
"But at what cost?"
"Our children fall ill, our crops wither, and our livestock grow restless. We fear it's a trap, but we don't know what else to do." Tail's gut twisted with unease as he watched the exchange, his mind racing with questions.
What kind of visitors were these, and what gifts did they bring?
He glanced at Marcellus, searching for any sign of deception, but their face remained impassive, a mask that seemed more like a challenge than an attempt to hide the truth.
The driver leaned forward again, her voice firm.
"Tell us more about these visitors."
"What do you mean by gifts and promises?"
Marcellus's eyes flickered toward the surrounding people before answering, their voice barely above a whisper. "They come bearing symbols, trinkets that seem harmless enough. But they're inscribed with a mark, one we don't recognize. Our women become different after touching these items. They're no longer themselves, and our children fall ill soon after." Their gaze locked onto Kale's once more, a plea hidden behind the mask of authority.
"We fear it's a curse, one that will consume us all if not stopped."
The air was heavy with the scent of smoke and desperation as Kale's mind whirled with possibilities. He glanced at the driver, seeking her input, but she seemed to be studying Marcellus just as intently. The people from the shanty town were watching with a mix of hope and suspicion, their faces etched with desperation. Kale's gut twisted with unease as he realized that this was more than just a simple case of strangers in a strange land. There was something darker at play here, something that required a delicate balance to be maintained. Marcellus's words hung in the air like a challenge, and Kale felt his mind racing with questions.
He leaned forward, his eyes locked onto the mysterious figure, but Marcellus didn't flinch. "What do you mean by different?" he asked, his voice firm, trying to hide the unease that was creeping up his spine.
Marcellus's gaze faltered for an instant, and Kale saw a flicker of something like pain behind their eyes before they regained control.
"They change," Marcellus said, their voice even. "Their behavior becomes erratic. They become distant, detached from us, as if some part of them has been taken away."
The words sent a shiver down Kale's spine, and he felt his grip on the wagon tighten. The driver leaned forward, her eyes locked onto Marcellus with an unnerving intensity. "How long has this been happening?" she asked, her voice firm but not unkind. Marcellus's gaze flickered toward the surrounding people before answering, their voice barely above a whisper. "It started a fortnight ago, when the visitors first arrived. Since then the affliction spreads. Our women are falling ill, our children becoming listless and withdrawn." The words hung in the air like a threat, and Kale felt his unease turn to alarm. Marcellus's eyes locked onto his once more, their gaze piercing. "We've tried to resist," they said, their voice firm but laced with a hint of desperation. "But it seems the visitors have a way of getting what they want. We're running out of time." The words sent a shiver down Kale's spine, and he felt his mind racing with possibilities. He glanced at the driver, seeking her input, but she seemed to be studying Marcellus just as intently. Kale's eyes lingered on Marcellus for a moment longer, trying to read the truth behind their words. But their face remained impassive, a mask that seemed more like a challenge than an attempt to hide the truth. He looked away, his gaze sweeping over the shanty town, taking in the desperation etched into the faces of the people watching them. The air was heavy with tension, and Kale felt his gut twist with unease as he realized that this was more than just a simple case of strangers in a strange land. There was something darker at play here, something that required a delicate balance to be maintained. A faint rustling noise came from the back of the wagon, and Kale's head turned toward it. One of the sacks had been disturbed, and he saw a glint of metal peeking out. He turned back to Marcellus, his eyes narrowing as he remembered the conversation about their supposed cargo. "What's in those bags?" he asked, his voice firm, trying to hide the unease that was creeping up his spine. Marcellus's gaze flickered toward the wagon before answering, their voice even. "Just supplies," they said. But Kale wasn't convinced. He glanced at the driver, who seemed to be watching him with a knowing look in her eyes. The air was heavy with tension as Kale felt his mind racing with possibilities. What did they really carry in those sacks?